From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A migrant crisis in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigration protesters Wednesday, saying her country has no tolerance for what she called shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum there. Ms. Merkel visited Heidenau, where neo-Nazi demonstrators hurled bottles and fireworks at police last weekend in an attempt to keep migrants from settling in the town. The government of Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to end ceasefire violations in the eastern part of the country on September 1st, the first day of school. The truce was negotiated by the Trilateral Contact Group under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic fighting has continued there. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Mr. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement during a ceremony in the capital, Juba. The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls for demilitarizing Juba, and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. Selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' earlier hopes that 5 days of losses could be reversed. Meanwhile, Wall Street surged at the beginning of trade Wednesday, ending the day up. European markets dropped sharply at first, then regained all of their losses. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the recent market turmoil. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking in Paris, says there are only days left for negotiators at an upcoming conference to strike a deal on climate change. Lisa Bryant has more.
This is not the first time that United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has raised the alarm at the slow pace of climate negotiations. But during a press conference in Paris, he said time is running out.
We don't have time to waste it. We don't have time to lose.
Mr. Ban spoke as he wound up a two-day trip to Paris, where he met with French President François Hollande. The French capital hosts a key climate summit in December. The United Nations wants countries to agree to stop temperatures from rising beyond 2 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A fired TV reporter Wednesday shot and killed another reporter and a cameraman as they were doing a live on-the-street interview.
We want people to come here to say that.
The woman being interviewed was wounded in the incident. The attack took place near Roanoke in southwestern Virginia. The gunman, Vester Flanagan, fled the scene and later shot himself when confronted by police outside Washington, D.C. He died at a hospital. The black shooter called himself a powder keg of anger over racial issues. The dead journalists were white. NATO says two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, killing two coalition service members. It says coalition troops returned fire, killing both of the shooters. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he will not permit international observers for any future elections. He cited what he called foreign interference in his country's four-year civil war. Mr. Assad was interviewed in his office in Damascus. Activists are hailing a Botswana court ruling they say sets a precedent to improve access to HIV treatment across southern Africa. On Wednesday, the Botswana Court of Appeal unanimously ruled that the government is required to provide foreign prisoners treatment at government expense. The government had earlier refused to treat them. Japan says U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed regret about alleged U.S. surveillance of senior Japanese officials. A Japanese government spokesman said the comments came during a phone call between Mr. Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He did not say whether Mr. Obama specifically confirmed the spying. He added that Mr. Abe expressed his serious concern over the incident and noted the allegations could undermine trust between the two allies. As we said earlier, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.